This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon, Joy Cities. 5 minutes past 12 on your Friday afternoon, which means it's coming in stretch to the weekend. And it is time for your favourite show all about pets. It is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home. Thank you to Jim for the news and the fabulous Leo for delivering just another morning of fantastic tunes. Yes, you heard right. I am back from holidays. And joining me in the studio this week is senior veterinarian Dr. Alan Bolton from the Lost Dogs Home, Frank Samway's Veterinary Clinic.
Hello again. Welcome
Hello.
Back.
Thank you. It's a very good staycation, I think. I had a good time.
It's good, that
yes.
relaxing.
Survived without me, so that was nice as well.
Good. Well, with families all around Australia looking forward to the end of the school year and the start of the holiday season, on Pets Allowed today, we continue our series on children and pets.
Now, last week, Oz and Kate looked at how to tell your dog you're pregnant. Now, if you're interested in catching that podcast, you can find that on our Joy program page at joy.org.au. But look, we're going to talk about this week. Your children might have grown up, or you might already have grown-up children, and you're now looking at adopting a pet. This week, Alan and I will look at introducing a new pet to a family with children. What we want to hear from you today is tell us, do you have kids? Have you introduced a pet into your family? How did you go about that? Tell us about maybe your childhood pets as well. Alan and I will be talking a bit about that as well. There are many ways you can get in touch with us.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
You can also SMS us on air at 0427JOY949. You can also tweet us at Lost Dogs Home or join us on Facebook, The Lost Dogs Home. Coming up on Pets Allowed today as well, Alan and I will share our childhood memories of growing up with pets.
And we'll show you some handy tips on what to research and consider when choosing the right pet for you and your children.
We're going to discuss the importance of training and safety when it comes to your children and pets.
And we take you through how you can involve your children in the adoption process at the Lost Dogs Home.
Now, look, there is going to be plenty more. It is going to be an action-packed, jam-filled show today.
Jam-filled show.
Hey, it's the same kind of thing, right? Jam-packed show today on Pets Lab before we head into Joy's birthday week next week, which will also be a very big show. We'll be talking about that a bit later. Don't forget, you can also tune in at the tail end of the program for our Dog Dates segment. Find out what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. We'll be previewing our pet of the week in just a moment, but right now it is time for
the Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
Now, we had quite a busy weekend this weekend, Alan.
That's right. Love was in the air last weekend at the Lost Dogs Home's North Melbourne shelter as one love-struck adopter after the next walked out of the adoption centre with a new friend, joyfully by their side or pawing out of an adoption box. 8 stunning cats, 5 cute kittens, 22 delightful dogs and 2 perfect puppies are all now in their new homes, checking out their beds, food bowls and their new family members.
That's a very good weekend.
38 in total. That's pretty good.
I wonder why that was. I think maybe it was just nice weather or something like that. People decided to head out to adopt, everything like that as well. Now, if you are looking for adoption to adopt a pet as well, and maybe you're listening in from New South Wales or thinking about travelling up to the Central Highlands of New South Wales, or the Southern Highlands of New South Wales, our Windjacarriby shelter is currently offering discounted adoptions as we finish up our contract there on the 29th of this month. So the Lost Dogs Home Windjacarriby shelter staff have done an outstanding job at finding forever homes for many of the shelter's deserving dogs and cats. But as we enter the final weeks of operation, there's quite a few animals there at the moment, about 10 to 15 or maybe a bit more, that are currently looking for homes, and we'd love to see them rehomed before then. So cats and kittens at Windjacarriby can be adopted for $50 and dogs and pups for $100, and that's until November 29th. You can find all of those dogs and cats looking for new homes on our website, which is dogshome.com.
And that's next Friday.
And that is next Friday, so that's coming up very quickly as well. We also heard back again another story from a lovely dog named Buster. So earlier this year, Anthony's son Chuck suddenly lost his much-loved and cherished 10-year-old golden retriever Rusty to heart complications. Now, he was looking for something to ease the pain of his loss, but he also wanted to make a bit of a difference to the daily lives of shelter animals. So he looked into coming in and dog walking at the actual Lost Dogs Home shelter in North Melbourne. So, but whilst he was looking at our website for more information about becoming a dog walker and volunteering at the shelter, he came across a very beautiful 14-month-old Labrador. Now, he decided, well, I can make a life, a difference to a shelter animal's life, and he ended up adopting. So we heard from him around Father's Day, but he's also talked to us again recently about the gorgeous Buster and how he is settling in with the family, including two senior cats. So he's obviously doing very well, and you can find all of that on our website, which is dogshome.com. We also post all of this stuff on Facebook as well, so you can check us out, The Lost Dogs Home, or follow us on Twitter at Lost Dogs Home. Now it is time for
this week's Pet of the Week.
Every week we like to open the curtains on a Pet of the Week who is looking for a very new home. Alan, who do we have this week?
And talking of Labradors, we have another Labrador cross. He's called Clyde. He's about a year old. He's black and white with a kind of brown patches. He's kind of got one of those great Danish sort of faces with the floppy ears.
Yeah.
If you are interested in Clyde, you will need loads of energy and time to keep up with him. He's a real action man. He's always on the go and needs someone who can provide him with lots of physical activity and stimulation. He needs obedience training and socialization because he's a big, big dog. Clyde would suit an energetic owner, like we say, who jogs or runs or just likes lots of walking. He needs secure fencing, and he's got a little bit of hip dysplasia, which is really common in older dogs. It shouldn't trouble him until he's much, much older, but you need to keep in mind that he may need treatment for arthritis when he's older.
Because he's only one at the moment, so he's still quite young. He's very cute. He's got some different colours. He's black, but he's got a tiny little white patch on his chest and a couple of brown patches on each of his back legs as well. So.
He is at North Melbourne. His ID number is 954612, and you can check him out online at dogshome.com.
Now, like all of the animals that are at our shelter, is de-sexed, microchipped, vaccinated, wormed, and vet health checked as well. But yes, you can definitely find all of those online, as well as all of our web stories online as well, dogshome.com. Clyde is very cute, and there's also a picture of him going up on our Facebook as well. Now, coming up, we are going to start talking about pets and kids. So we're going to first look at a few of our childhood memories of the pets that we had whilst growing up, as well as things to consider when adopting a pet. You're on Pets Aloud with The Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. You're on Pets Aloud, and all throughout the program today, we are looking at what families with kids need to consider when adopting a pet. Now, we do want to hear from you. Tell us about your childhood pets or how you've adjusted to having pets in your family with kids. You can SMS 0427-JOY-949, email onair at joy.org.au, or give us a call on 1300-JOY-949.
Children can gain and learn so many life lessons from their pets. Growing up with a pet can give a child a good understanding of responsibility, give them confidence, and also encourage them to socialise and be active. Now, you had lots of pets, didn't you?
I did have quite a number of pets all throughout my childhood I actually did have sea monkeys. We were just talking about that in the break. Alan was not sure what sea monkeys actually were. It must have been an Aussie thing. Little brine shrimp that were really easy to look after. Rabbits, guinea pigs, mice, dogs, cats, birds, lizards, frogs, yeah, pretty much everything you could ever imagine we pretty much had as pets when I was growing up. Fish as well. Obviously that inspired my love of animals and taught me a lot growing up as well about responsibility, looking after pets. I had pets that were mine and that I had to look after. My brothers had pets that were theirs and they had to look after. The dogs were obviously the whole family's, but again, we took responsibility for them as well, walking them and stuff like that. So, yeah, what about you, Alan? You only had cats,
I had two
you?
Cats. Well, I was thinking about it. We had two cats when I was a young kid, and then after years of pestering, we got a dog when I was about 10 or 11, and I actually looked after her pretty much exclusively. She was a family dog, but I did most of the walking and feeding and that kind of thing. We had fish, I was thinking. We had goldfish at one stage. And my brother had hamsters.
Okay.
Which you don't get here.
No, we don't get in Australia.
So, and they're actually not great pets because they're nocturnal. So why buy a kid something
comes out
at night?
Sleep all day.
Which is something to think about. And when I was older, I had a horse.
Okay.
And that was lots and lots of work.
Yeah, you have talked about your horse on here before. Now, at The Lost Dogs Home, we want each of our adoption candidates to go to forever homes, which is why we encourage people to really think about and research carefully before they adopt. So the first thing is obviously to think about what your lifestyle is, what pet will best suit your needs, the needs of your family, what your kids want, that kind of thing. Now, Alan, each type of animal has different requirements. So what are the kind of generally dogs?
Right. I mean, dogs require to be walked at least once or twice a day, depending on where you live and what sort of dog you get. You need to have a think about breeds which are appropriate to you and your family. And then cats, well, cats are kind of viewed to be low maintenance pets, but they also need exercising, socializing, and affection. You need to spend sort of 15 minutes a couple of times a day playing with your cat with a toy. I guess if you're not sure how responsible your children will be, maybe it's a good idea to let them grow up a bit more or think about other pets which perhaps aren't so labor intensive. So maybe things like fish, which I had when I was a kid, or sea monkeys, which sound pretty
easy.
They
are very, very easy.
But
very
I think
simple.
It's still saying that it's really important to remember that there's no such thing as a no maintenance pet. And things like rabbits, people also think, oh, rabbits are easy. Actually, there's a lot involved in looking after a rabbit.
You need
to
make sure they're getting plenty of exercise and stuff as well. I have frogs at the moment, which I consider a pretty easy, low-maintenance pet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's just because you feed them crickets every couple of weeks. And, you know, the thing about them is making sure they're not overfed because they can get incredibly obese.
Well, that's the same with my goldfish.
Yeah.
I have goldfish.
And it is important to consider as well, if you do have kids and you are thinking about getting pets with the children, they might, you know, get tired of them. They might forget to do things. So you need to be aware and ready to take on the responsibility of those pets as well. So know what your children would actually like as well. Speak to them about it. Do they really want a dog or do they want a cat? You know, are they interested in what kind of animals they're interested in? My cousin, for instance, he's 15. He has rats. And it's because he's completely dedicated to them. So you might think, oh, I really want to get this. But think about what your kids actually want as well. And also with kids and pets, it's important to, you know, sort of think about whether or not you can actually leave them alone with that pet as well. So kids under sort of 10, you wouldn't want to leave them alone
with
a dog.
No, I think you generally have to be really careful with that. I mean, obviously, it depends on each individual circumstance and it depends on your kid. And also, as well as training your dog or cat, you have to train your kids before you get them to
how
they ought to behave around animals.
How they need to look after it. And things, so, you know, not approaching a dog when it's eating, that kind of stuff. So we do have some information on our website as well. Now, what about timing? Is that sort of...
Pick the right time to adopt. School holidays are coming up, and that's a really good time because the children will be at home with the whole family, and it gives you time to bond and set a routine. You've got time for training and socialization because it's really important to get them all out there together in lots of different situations. And you've got time, you know, often when you first get an animal, you may need to make a couple of vet trips. You know, it'll need vaccinations, it may need stitches removing from sort of desexing surgery, and you may just need to go in to get some advice to deal with problems that are occurring in the early stages.
Yeah, absolutely. And something also to think about is, do you have any pets at the moment as well? So if you've got existing pets, what do you think about, like, what kind of things will they get along with? You know, if you've already got a cat, do you really think about getting another cat because they can generally not like each other?
Yes.
You know, if you have a dog and a rabbit, is your dog going to chase after your rabbit?
Yep.
Or is it going to be safe and secure or what kind of things? So you need to think about that as well. And something else, Alan, would be cost, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you've got to remember that all pets cost some money. Dogs and cats need vaccination, they need worming, they need preventative treatments, and potentially they may develop illnesses or have accidents, which mean they need veterinary attention, which can be expensive.
Yeah, and look, one thing also to think about as well is doing your research beforehand. So the Lost Dogs Home, we have a pet license test online at petlicense.com.au. Now that will sort of take you through whether or not you're ready to adopt a pet, things to think about, questions to consider, make sure you know what you're looking at. And also, if you do take that test, you can get a discounted fee on dog or cat adoptions at the Lost Dogs Home as well. So look, there is a lot of information on our website too, dogshome.com, all about kids and pets and everything like that. Coming up, we're going to look at 5 golden rules to make it a successful adoption with kids.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours, and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Your own Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. I'm Kevin, and in the studio with me today is Lost Dogs Home Frank Samways, Veterinary Clinic Senior Veterinarian Dr. Alan Bolton.
That is a long title.
It is a very long title. Who named that place? Now, what we're talking about today is kids and pets, and thinking about adopting when you have some older kids as well. So we've got 5 golden rules here to make it a successful adoption with kids.
I think the first one is come along to the home and spend some time getting to know know the animals that are up for adoption and bring your children along. It may take some time before you find the perfect match, and it's a good idea to make your you know, that your kids understand this, that they're not going to necessarily
get one that day,
turn up that day and come home with exactly what they want. The animal attendants in the adoption area know each of the dogs. You know, they walk them and they look after them, so they're able to give you really useful information. And they also, generally, we can give you some idea of how suitable they'll be for a home with children. Obviously, we can't always
know for sure exactly how they're going to be, because we haven't had them in that situation sometimes. You know, if they're in foster care, if they go into foster care or behavior rehab, generally we can see that. But yeah, you're right. Any dog that sort of comes through, we don't always know what they're going to be like with kids.
But we can give you an idea. And I suppose keep an open mind and, you know, come along. Don't come along looking for something very specific. Come along and, you know, see what we can match you up with.
Yeah, you might have an idea of what kind of pet you want. You might have your heart set on a particular breed, but we don't always have that, and they might not always be the right breed for you and your family anyway. So definitely come with an open mind. When you do come for that meet and greet day and you think about it, you can put a dog on hold for 24 hours, which means you can go home, talk to your kids about it, think about it. We actually had a family come in recently where they were adopting two little dogs together because they were a bonded pair. And they went home, they thought about it. She asked her kids to write some questions down that they wanted to ask, that they needed to think about. They considered about walking them, the dogs, that kind of thing. So that she got the kids involved in that process, and it really helped. They came back the next day and they adopted those two little dogs, and they've been doing great ever since. Yep. Now, on the actual day of adoption, so make sure your home is ready to bring in a new pet. You know, think about how long it's going to take you to actually come and adopt. You need to fill out some paperwork. You will have an interview and talk with one of our adoption nurses who will take you through the adoption process. They'll teach you a bit about your new pet and things to consider and think about. If you want to do the pet license test to get that discount, do it beforehand.
Do that online, and it's a good idea. And you can do that as many times as you want. You know, you don't have to pass it first time.
Yes, you do need to pass it and bring us a certificate, but you can do that beforehand as well. And think about, you know, if you're looking... are you prepared for another pet? Do you have food bowls at home? Do you have food? Do you have bedding, toys, that kind of stuff as well? Now, Alan, what about when we do take them home? What's the kind of first thing we should
do? You kind of don't want to overwhelm them. So give them time to settle in, sort of give them time to find their way around, show them where their food is, water, and then just keep it a fairly quiet day. I think it's a really good idea to pick a day when you're actually going to be at home with them, because you don't want to just take them home, dump them and...
Which is why the school holidays are a good idea as well.
School holidays and weekends.
And that way, when your kids are around, you can go to our fourth point and setting rules and boundaries, not only for the dog, but also for the kids. So responsibilities too. Maybe you need to draw up a chart with your kids. You know, they have to feed the dog at a certain time of that day, things like that as well. But trying to maintain that sort of routine and rhythm for that pet as well, especially with dogs.
And also training the kids how to behave around dogs and cats before you actually go and get one, because it's really hard to manage kids and dogs who don't know what they're doing.
Absolutely. Like thinking about, you know, don't approach the dog while it's eating, don't startle them awake, things like that. And that's about educating. And that's where you sort of see things that do happen, you know, tragedies that do occur. And it's more about that education stuff, because it is very important to do that. And it's important to teach them about the responsibilities of owning a pet as well. Like, your pet needs food, your pet needs water, they need shelter, they need exercise, that kind of stuff as well. So it is really important. There is a lot to think about before bringing your pet home.
And start training straight away. So, you know, if you don't start training straight away, you allow bad habits to develop in both dogs and dogs and kids. So get in there with the training.
We'll talk a bit more about training right after a bit of Bootylicious from Destiny's Child. Now we are talking all about children and pets today, and we're just before the song, we were talking about the five golden rules to adoptions and pets with, you know, with your kids. So what we're going to look at now is training. So what is the general merits of training your dog or your cat when it comes to children? Now, Alan, we did talk briefly about this beforehand.
It just means that you can trust them, you know, and you have some control over situations. If you don't train animals, then you have no control. So every dog that comes from the Lost Dogs Home, that's adopted from the Lost Dogs Home, we provide a one-on-one training session within the first, generally it's ideally within the first couple of weeks. And basically that is just to deal with any issues which new owners might be finding. So they can ask about things like house training is really important. you know, maybe dealing with mild anxiety just in a new environment.
Sort of, yeah, all issues sort of, that have popped up in the last, you know, sort of couple of weeks or anything like that is kind of the thing. So that's from our North Melbourne shelter if you adopt a dog from there. Yeah. And that's with Planet Canine. So it is important for any dog, not just whether you're adopting a puppy, but also if you're adopting an adult dog or anything like that as well, to set rules and boundaries and that kind of stuff for that animal. And to get them into training straight away. You know, there is that old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I don't think that's really
true.
No,
that's not true.
You know, many older dogs can actually learn new things, especially when, you know, adopted dogs and everything like that. It's just about putting in that consistent training.
And kids really enjoy being involved with training. I know when we had our first dog, I loved doing it because you love seeing that response, you know.
Yeah,
and it helps bond, and it was just really good fun.
And I mean, regular listeners to Bets Aloud will know how much I love training as well. I have some people in my training classes that I go to that are their kids, you know, 10-year-old kids that are training their dogs, and they just really enjoy it and that kind of stuff as well. So it is important to get your kids, if your kid does want to get involved heavily with the training, definitely let them, you know, get them. It helps them with confidence as well. They're teaching their dogs some cool things. They can show their friends all these tricks that they're doing with their dog. It's really great fun. And I mean, it's important with cats as well, setting boundaries at home. Dogs and cats setting the boundaries at home. Are they allowed to sleep on the, you know, your kid's bed? Are they allowed to sleep on your bed? Are they allowed on the bench? That kind of thing. And being consistent with those. So even if you have a handbook or something like that where you write it down or you get your kids to write down, you know, what are the rules for your pet? What are your rules for your dog? Are they allowed inside? Are they allowed outside? Where does that sort of thing? Do they have to be outside when your parent's outside? You know, is it just you and the kid go outside? That kind of thing.
And I think with dogs and cats as well, you know, part of the routine or part of the setup should be that they always have somewhere where they can go to by themselves to be safe, and you have to train your kids that they can't always pester the dog and cat.
Yeah, and they need to have their own quiet area where if they need to get away, they can go for a bit of a sleep or something like that. I mean, there's a lot to think about when it comes to kids and pets, and it's something you can't really make that snap decision and that snap judgment of going, oh, I just want to get a pet. How is my kid going to go with it? You need to really involve your kid from the get-go and from the very start in the training as well. Because when you come for, say, a post-adoption training session, you should bring your kids because it is a whole family thing. You know, it is a whole family decision of bringing an animal into your house. And talking about training, like, there are lots of different ways that you can train a dog as well. You know, there isn't just the typical obedience out there. You know, you can do all sorts of different dog sports nowadays. You've got things from dog dancing to, you know, agility, jumping. There's try ball, there's fly ball, there's all these different things.
All sorts.
And I mean, that's sort of where you find what your kid's going to enjoy, what the type of dog you have, if they're going to enjoy the sport as well, and getting into that as well. Now, Alan, how about teaching kids the kind of basics in terms of not, say, pulling on your dog's tail or something like that?
Well, I think, I mean, it's really just about how, you know, teaching your kids how to behave, you know, around, and I think, you know, they, and making them understand, I suppose it's, you know, you don't tell them, don't, it's not just no, but don't do this because
of this
they're
reason.
Not going to like them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you have to treat them, you have to treat all animals with respect, and you wouldn't like this done to you, so, and you,
it's bullying,
build up
you know,
there.
It's kind of bullying your pets.
It's just a common sense attitude.
But I think that's, you hit on a point there about treating all animals with respect, and I think that's the main thing I got from growing up with a whole bunch of pets, was that I learned that there was no animal that didn't deserve your respect. You know, even we had mice, and we had to look after them properly, play with them, make sure their cages were clean every week, make sure they always had food and water and everything like that as well. So as a kid, I was taught by my parents that every single animal deserved respect, and that's something that sticks with you as you grow up.
And that leads into you having respect for other people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. So it's definitely some things that you learn as a kid that sort of make sense for your entire life as well. Now, look, if you have missed any of our discussion about kids and pets, you can check out our podcast on the Joy website, which is joy.org.au. You can also find more information about kids and pets. We've got some stuff about training your dogs and cats as well on our Dogs Home website at dogshome.com. Now, this is Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home at Joy 94.9.
Your pet's community calendar.
This is Dog Dates.
Every week on Pets Aloud, we do like to tell you what's coming up in the next few weeks for you to head along to. Now, Sunday, 1st of December, is not only World AIDS Day, as well as Joy's World AIDS Day worldwide, it is also the Roxburgh Park Shopping Centre Pet Fun Day. So there will be Santa. He's doing a doggy parade. I think he's being brought in by a team of dogs on his sleigh. And there'll be, you can get your photo with Santa and your dog, as well as your kids. And we are, the National Pet Register will be there as well, doing microchipping between 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. The cost is $25. It is at Roxburgh Park Shopping Centre in Roxburgh Park, obviously. At the corner of Somerton Road and David Munro Drive. Bookings close then on Friday the 29th of November at 3 p.m. Visit the Pet Register website, which is petregister.com.au/events, for more information about that.
National Pet Register ID Month Chip Checker events are coming to a dog park near you. This December, National Pet Register is calling on pet owners to use National Pet ID Month as an annual reminder to get on top of their pet's identification.
Every year, thousands of lost dogs and cats across Australia arrive at shelters and have no way of being reunited with their owners, either because they are not identified or their owners' contact details are out of date. Now, Chip Checker is coming to a dog park near you. So you can look out for our stand or Reggie, which is our big microchipping Winnebago, to check in at the Chip Checker as part of the National Pet ID Month event calendar.
The Chip Checker will tell you what contact details are on your pet's microchip, what database your pet is registered to, and whether your pet's microchip is working. You can also use Chip Checker to update your details if they're not correct, and use the opportunity to ask National Pet Register staff any identification questions. Don't forget to bring along your pet's identification and your pet, although please remember to keep all dogs on a lead and all cats in secure carriers.
Now, we are officially launching National Pet ID Month on the 30th, but there are a couple of events coming up. So Bayside City Council, which is going to be on Saturday, December 7th at Sandown Street, Dog Beach in Brighton from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can check in at the Chip Checker there. And then Elsternwick Park, Brighton from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on that same day. And the weekend after that, Hobsons Bay City Council, Saturday, December 15th. We're going to be at Cyril Curtin Reserve, Williamstown from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and Apex Park, Altona from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. Now, the tagline of National Pet ID Month is Identify, Update and Reunite. Now, sadly, we do see a lot of animals coming into the shelter.
It's a huge problem. We see a lot of animals without identification, and more we see animals with identification, but it doesn't really help because it leads to a blind end kind of thing. So yeah, it's really important to keep them up to date.
So we do want to remind you, yeah, absolutely, keep that identification. Have you moved house? Even if your pet is lost and has been lost for quite a while, think about, you know, have you moved house in that time? Have you updated your mobile phone number? Have you changed phone number? Have you changed anything like that? We've had stories where people have lost pets and 3 years later that pet has been able to come home thanks to the fact that they had kept their details up to date on their microchip.
And the other thing it's worth checking is just that the chip is working properly, because very occasionally they'll sort of drop out just within the first 24 hours after being inserted, or they can migrate to a spot which makes it more difficult to read. So even if your details are up to date, it's worth getting it checked every so often.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that, Alan. Now this is Kylie Minogue with Giving You Up. You're on Pets Lab with Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Before we hand over to Adam, though, it has been a great show all about kids and pets. So don't forget, you can check out the podcast online, joy.org.au. A very special show coming up next week. It is Joy's 20th birthday. So whatever you do, make sure you tune in to Pets Aloud next Friday from 12. You know, obviously pets mean a lot to us in the LGBTIQ community. And so obviously for Alan and I, pets have been there throughout our whole lives as well.
I can't imagine being without a dog.
Exactly. I'm the same at the moment. So we are trying to hear from at least 20 joysters for 20 years, 20 joysters, about their pets. We're getting there as we can. If you want to write to us about your pets, you can actually send us an email, lostdogshome@joy.org.au. We'd love to hear from you. You can find all our contact details as well via the Joy website. Now, Alan, who was our pet of the week this week?
He was the lovely Clyde, the black and white Labrador cross, 1 year old, very active, needs lots of training, lots of space. He's at North Melbourne. His ID number is 954612, and you can see him online at dogshome.com.
Now, thank you very much to Ellen from the Lost Dogs Home, Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic, for joining me in studio today, and to Oslin for producing this show. And as always, don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
Me and Pets Aloud.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.